Welcome to our class in Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful and interesting Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called L'Havin Inyan HaChaloimos, to understand the idea of the dreams. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse, Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, that year was the 21st day of the month of Kislev, in the year Tavshin Chavdalid, 62 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the idea that we just said, L'havin inyan ha'chalomos, to understand these dreams. This week's Torah portion, we have the dreams from Yosef HaTzadik. So the Torah brings that in a book of the Alter Rebbe's Chassidic discourses, it's called Bichl in Yiddish, and which is obviously the handwriting of the Mittel Rebbe, which was, and then the footnotes of the Tzemach Tzedek. So there's two short Chassidic discourses. After the Chassidic discourse called Vaneisha Bagai, and the second Chassidic discourse starts off and it says, L'havin inyan ha'chalomos. Let's try to understand these dreams. Now, the Rebbe says, even in the little book, it doesn't say when the Alter Rebbe said it, but obviously there's a connection between Parshas Vayeshev, the Yosef's dreams, Miketz, Pari's dreams, where over there it speaks about dreams. And that's the way it's actually in the Chassidic discourse in Torah Er, in Torah Yishayim, in the Torah of these portions. Over there it speaks a lot about the idea of the dreams. So the Alter Rebbe brings, in the beginning of the Chassidic discourse, he says that the philosophers were like, you know, struggling to understand the dreams. When a person dreams, that you can dream about things that you never saw and you never thought about in your whole life. Also, that on one hand, in dreams, you see things which are true and things which are false. So they struggled. What's all this idea of these dreams? So Alter Rebbe explains, what's the idea of a dream? Idea of a dream is the concept of like a miracle. What does it mean, a miracle? What does a miracle mean? A ness. It's above intellect. Intellect has its way of comprehending things, and things which are above intellect, and they happen, it's a miracle. So he says that a dream is similar to a miracle. Like, or for example, when you have that, if you have water, it's probably put a match to water. The match will go out. The fire will go out. But then you can see that water burns in a dream. Why is that? Because when you have literally the opposite of what shouldn't happen, does happen. And what, where does that come from? Because we know in a miracle could happen, because just like the same person that said that water does not create the fire and oil does, Hashem could say the opposite, that water creates the fire and the oil can put it out. So the same thing also when it comes to dreams. Dreams are beyond logic. And he explains, what does that mean practically? So he calls it katnus shebegadlus, small in the big. What does that mean? Because when you see a miracle, it's also called katnus shebegadlus. Why is that? Because what's the greatness? The greatness is that you're wow, you're totally blown away, you're excited that you see something huge like a miracle. But on the other hand, why are you so excited? Because you don't comprehend that how it works. So it's called katnus. You're small because you don't comprehend how it works. But godless, you do realize the greatness. In other words, if you don't see a miracle and you're not excited, okay, that's small of small. You don't see the miracle, you're not excited. But when you see the miracle and you're excited, so the miracle is the great thing, and the small part is that you don't comprehend it. We have to understand. We know that there's another Chassidic discourse in the Alter Rebbe about dreams as well, and there's also one from the Rebbe Rashab, Nishma Se'edim, and like the Rebbe says, he mentioned it many times. That what's the idea of a dream? The reason for a dream is to fix words, letters. What does that mean? When you think in letters and words. When you speak, you think in letters and words. You speak letters and words. And when you act, you act based on letters and words. So what happens when you do ones that are not holy, so you have to go ahead and fix it. How did the letters and the words get fixed when thought, speech, and action? Through dreams. So, but on the other hand, what are we saying here? What's the idea of a dream? It's above intellect. It's above logic. We don't know what it is. On the other hand, we're saying it's no. It's connected to letters and has to fix the letters. That's question number one. Also, we have to understand, because it says in reference to dreams, the Talmud says that all the dreams come from what you think about in your heart. And here we're saying, no, you can think about things you never thought about. Okay. First, we'll understand this with an introduction. Because seemingly, it's not understood what Chazal tell us, that the only thing you dream about is things that come from your heart. Because the fact is, we find when it comes to dreams, in reference to prophecy. So for example, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the greatest prophet, Hashem says, "No, I don't talk to him in a dream. I speak to him straight, you know, straight face to face. He has clear vision." But the prophets, the way they prophesize is like a dream. And this dream comes from Hashem, not from their heart. The dream is not coming from their heart, it's coming from Hashem. Like, for example, the dreams that the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, had, they saw a dream, which was basically prophecy, that's coming really from Hashem. Now, he says, but the dreams of the patriarchs, not so hard to understand why, because that did come from their heart. Like, for example, Yaakov had a dream, and he sees the sheep going up and going down. So what was he working with the whole day? He was worked with sheep. So that was something from his heart. The same thing also when the dream of Yitzchak, when Hashem says, don't go down to Egypt. So obviously he was thinking about going down to Egypt. And the same thing also the dream of Avram Vino, that he saw this from darkness. But we do find there are other things in prophecy which is not necessarily connected to something you're thinking about. Genesis will understand this based on what Chazal tell us, that you have two prophets. They're not going to, and even though they're so to speak prophesying about the same idea, they're not going to give it over the same way. What? The question is, what do you mean? If we just said that what's a prophecy? A prophecy that comes from Hashem. Hashem is speaking it through you. So if that's the case, why can't they both say the same exact thing? So what do you see? That even though it is coming from Hashem, but it's still connected to the letters and the words and the vessels of the prophet. Yes, the concept comes from Hashem, but it comes through your letters and words and your expression. And like it's brought down in Chassidus, in reference to the big commentaries in the Talmud, the Rif, the Rush, the Ran, so they would say the halakha, and which is God's insight what the law is, but everyone explained it in his own words, and it's brought down in Chassidus and explains the reason is because it's connected to their soul. Because letters, the source of letters is from the essence of your soul. Now, even though the Torah is Torah, but in terms of the oisius, the way it's given over, the words that's used, the expression they use, that so that had to come and it was necessary to go through their own words. And the same thing with prophecy. So even though the concept comes from Hashem, but it has to go through your own words. In other words, even though we know when a prophet prophesizes, they would have to totally disconnect from the physical world. They would, the garments they would take off, which means they wanted to disconnect from physicality. And ever since this is also by many holy Hasidim, when they pray, they would disconnect from physical reality. Like it often brings out in Shulchan Aruch as well. And not only taking off your external garments, your physical garments, but even your internal garments. But obviously, the internal garments compared to the external ones. Knows you have external, then you have the internal. So the reason why it's internal compared to the external, but there's still deeper ones. But the real internal garments, which basically is the letters, the words, etc., that you can disconnect from. So you can disconnect from the external garments, from the internal compared to the external, but not from the letters itself. And especially that the true idea of letters and words is not garments. A letters, words, comes from the essence of your soul. Like explained many, many places, when you say something, it's really coming from your soul. So based on this, we'll see that it's not a contradiction with saying that a prophecy is a dream, and to say that, so when it's coming from Hashem, versus what it said that you dream what's coming from your heart. Because even though, yes, the concept of the dream and the prophecy comes from Hashem, but since it goes through your words, so it's coming from your heart. So the first thing the Rebbe is addressing is that everything comes through your heart, all the dreams. Yeah, the concept might come from Hashem, but you have to bring it through your own words, through your own soul. Now, but so that's that resolves one issue. But this that it says in Chassidic discourse, that you can see things that you never thought about, that's much higher than two prophets don't say the same thing, because everyone has their letters. Because obviously it's a tremendous high light, which is higher than coming to the vessels. So it's not irrelevant what the words that you're thinking. So we're saying that's totally, it's something he never thought about. But on the other hand, what do we say? The Talmud says, no, you only see in the dream something that comes from your heart. So how does that work? He says, no. He explains like this. Torah speaking in general, most people, they what do they dream about? Things that they're coming from their heart, things that they think about by day, etc. And why is that? It's either to fix certain letters, or words, or thoughts, or actions, for those vessels reference prophecy. So that's in general. But then you always have an exception to rule. In Yiddish, an oistam, there's an exception to rule. That the dream comes, like, and he's interested in Yiddish, it's chalums of your dream, but it's something you never thought about. Which, what is that, if that's the case? That's a revelation which is higher than the vessels. And that's why he says in the Chassidic discourse, like we said before, what's a dream? A dream is like a miracle. Because what's a miracle? Above nature. And because Hashem is infinite, he's not limited to finite or infinite. So you're able to reveal a light which is higher in the vessel, and it can come into the vessel. If it's makiv, how can it be panemius? So that's the power of Hashem. You can take a makiv and make it internalized. And that's why he tells in the Chassidic discourse that they see things which are true and false. How can that be? If it's either true or it's false, because the answer is, and I'll say it in Hebrew, because because Hashem is not limited, he can do both. So that answers the second question. The answer to the second question is that no, generally people think of what's comes from the heart, but every once in a while you have things which are above it. Now, in the first Chassidic discourse, like we said before, after the Chassidic discourses, after the Chassidic discourse of Neshe Bagai, so he starts off in reference to, because till now we're talking about the second Chassidic, we talked about the dreams. Now we're going back to the first one of the Alter Rebbe. So he starts off in reference to the argument of the angels that said, hey, it's no Ha'it Kol HaShemayim. Hashem, no, your glory should stay in heaven. Why are we dealing with mankind? So what did Hashem do? He took out his little finger and he burnt them. So the question is, how's that answer? The angels are coming along and saying, hey, the Torah belongs in heaven. Who needs human beings? Let them stay in the earth. They shouldn't be getting the Torah. What's the idea of putting out the finger? So he explains, so Alter explains like this. When it comes to light and vessels, in our work in serving Hashem, so what is the light? The light is Chabad. Chachma Bina Das. Intellect, that's the light. What's the vessel? The spheres of Netzach Chod Yesoid. That's the vessel. Because Netzach Chod Yesoid is a vessel to comprehend the deep ideas of intellect. Now the fact is, the vessel, you can't compare, and it's physical, compared to the light. So the same thing also by a human being. When a person serves Hashem with Netzach Chod Yesoid, so obviously you can't compare that, and it's something physical in reference to comprehension. Comprehension is much, much powerful, much more refined, and much holier. Or like, for example, he gives an example. A servant that serves his master. So the servant doesn't comprehend the man's master the way the master comprehends things. So therefore, the way he serves his master is not on the same level as his master. And like he said, for example, when you have, let's say, a servant and an officer, and so with two different people, you can't compare. But the same thing also, when you do our work, when an individual, when you do the work, compared to comprehension, is two different worlds. So what do you see from here? That the more someone comprehends something, the more there's bittul. The greater the light, the greater the bittul. The less the light, the more the arrogance. And that's why it says in Sifri, in the verse, that Moshe Rabbeinu was such a humble person. You might think, so he was, from anybody, he was the most humble person. So you might think, even compared to the angels. No, so we say, no, he was most humble from Mikala Adam, from every human being on the earth, not from angels. Why is that? Because angels obviously comprehend on a much greater level. And because they have a greater comprehension and greater clarity, therefore their acceptance is much greater. So therefore the angels came along and said, why are we concerned about human beings to give them the Torah? Because they don't have the bittul, they don't have the acceptance like we don't have. They don't have the clarity, the light is not as great. So Hashem, how did Hashem answer them? He took out his little finger and he burnt them. What does that mean, he burnt it? The little finger is referring to which sphere? It's referring to spheres of Malchus. because that's where the ultimate energy is in the lowest level. And even in the lowest level, when you're able to reveal more light than there is, it's going to become total. It's going to be totally on a level of bittul, total level of acceptance. And that's like the idea of a serf when he burned it. It's not a punishment, God forbid, but it's basically by creating the finger, bringing the holy light in there, and the great light. That's how you create full bittul, full acceptance. And that was Hashem's answer to the angel saying, "Oh, leave the Torah over here in heaven," because he showed them that they also have what's restricting them as a vessel. But on the other hand, when you bring in the light, boom, there's no issue whatsoever. So it is what blocks us from really appreciating godliness is the vessel. But when you bring in more light, guess what? You have the light, so then you have the acceptance. Now, based on what we learned before in the Chassidic discourse, we'll understand the whole idea. What we're told about the discussion about what the angel's argument was. Because seemingly, we know the Torah is not coming to say negative at anything, about anybody. Even about an impure animal, the Torah doesn't talk negative. So why does the Torah talk negative about the angel's argument? Angels wanted, shall only be in heaven. And especially if they lost the argument. What's the purpose of telling you if the argument, especially if they lost it? The Torah's not looking to be derogatory about angels. So Rebbe explains and he says, this that Hashem went ahead and put his finger and he burnt him, that actually caused the giving of the Torah for the Jewish people, in other words. And the story of their argument, of the angels, and this that he burnt them, that's a lesson for us. That we have to learn out from Matan Torah. They were trying to stop Matan Torah, we received the Torah. But the story is a lesson for us. Why? Because we know the Torah is above the levels of the way it flows in this world. The Torah is Hashem. And it came down to this world. So the angels argued, in this world, because there's lacking acceptance, how can you receive the Torah? So Hashem answered him, that when you bring in the light, then you can become a vessel. And that's why Hashem put his little finger and burnt it. You know, what does that mean? He brought in the light, and a light which is not on the level of the vessel. It's not like a light of the vessel, a much greater light. And because of the light, that's when you create bittul on the highest level, bittul and metzius. And that's a lesson from Matan Torah. That sometimes you have to start with a big light. And the light creates the refinement of the vessel. And based on Shabbat says, well, understand what it's explained in Torah Ur, Parashat Vayeshev, in the Chassidic discourse called Shir HaMalot. He knew Chacham were like dreamers. That basically when a person sees that when you go into synagogue and you pray, and you get awakened with an awakening for Hashem, and what happens after prayers, then you go back and you deal with materialism. Don't be upset. Don't get down on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Why? Because the time of exile, we're dreamers. And in dreams, there's always two opposites. So the Rebbe asks, one second, what kind of comfort is he telling someone that we're always going to be in like in a dream state, and you don't know what's going on with yourself? One minute I'm inspired, one minute I'm not inspired. And like in Yiddish, it's a vay la zoy. One minute you're inspired, one minute you're not inspired. Well, what kind of message is that? So Rebbe explains like this follows. When you have the revelation of the light, at the end, eventually the vessel will be refined. In other words, what's the idea of a dream? A dream is a revelation of a huge light. And like you explained before, what is a dream? You're going to think about something you never thought about. Why? Because it's a light which is greater than the vessel. Just like a miracle, which the light is greater than the vessel. And that's why you can have false and true. Why? Because it's much greater than the vessel can handle. And even when you have falsehood, what shines through? The light. And like explained in Torah, that when a person gets inspired by prayer, it's not a dream and it's hallucination. No, because Hashem has the power that the light can shine even when the vessel can't comprehend it. You feel like, the light has the power to shine even when the vessel can't handle it. And not only that, at the end, the revelation of the light will take away any limitations of the vessel, and just like Hashem said, he put his finger in and he burnt it. And that's why he explains in the Chassidic discourse that a dream is like a miracle. Because what's a miracle? We have miracles in exile, in the time that we're dreaming, and even though it's concealed. But on the contrary, they're huge miracles. And like it says, La'oisei niflois gedoilos livvadoi. What does that mean? The translation is, Hashem makes such great miracles that only Levadi, only Hashem knows how great they are. But drawing down these miracles into the world, they do affect, ultimately, that we will reach the level of acceptance, like it says in the Chassidic discourse, that you'll see the miracle and you're going to go, wow, that's a miracle. What does that mean? Like we said in the beginning of the Chassidic discourse, Katnish or Begadlus. Godless means it's a huge miracle. Katnish, we don't accept, we don't grasp it. And Rebbe Finish already says the same thing also what's happened with the miracle of Yutus Kislev. And the revelation of Teres Chassidus, like we're learning now Chassidus all over the place. That the revelation eventually will help and cause the refinement and the acceptance of the vessel. Because when you see the miracle, not you think you had a miracle that happened before 160 and some years ago. No. You see the miracle now, and you're totally blown away. When you're blown away from the miracle, that creates the refinement, that creates the acceptance of the level, like we call katnish regardless. And when you're blown away from it, that will bring you to a higher revelation of godless or regardless, where you can actually see and appreciate the miracle. And when is that going to happen? That's going to be revealed in the future when Mashiach comes. So again, here we have a beautiful Chassidic discourse about the idea of dreams, all the different levels, but the point is that dreams is great light. The purpose of the great light is to blow our cover, and we should be able to experience not only right now, katnish regardless, which means it's wow, it's a wonder, but that wow refines the vessel, opens the vessel, but ultimately we'll have the coming of Mashiach, will actually not only will be wow, and we don't comprehend, but we'll see the power of a miracle, because the light is ultimately what creates the refinement and the ultimate of opening of the vessel. So let's hope and pray we have the refinement, and we'll have the coming of Mashiach, and the next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.